Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1 FM Talk. It's the Ryan Wiggins Show.
Hey!
Annie said I could do this, and so I'm taking full advantage of it because she's writing on a chalkboard. She told me to explain what she's doing, and there you go.
It's not chalk. So there is a story. This just came up, and I'm dying at this. You guys are going to have to, like, shimmy over here. There's a story on foxnews.com. As I am apt to check on the breaks here to see if anything new has happened, and it says risque Wheel of Fortune puzzle leaves viewers stunned.
Uh-oh.
One of the most lurid sounding puzzles ever. And I thought, oh, this is funny. I'll tell the guys. And then I thought, no, we'll actually play the game. And we got Gabe in here.
Yeah, I'm a freaking genius.
Okay, so you're a rocket scientist.
Knowledge is power.
Brilliant!
Gabe Pfeiffer, hey. St. John the Philosopher on YouTube. How do you like that?
I'm liking it, yes.
All right, I'm going to move over here. And if you're on,
I don't know if you guys understand how much it means to me.
That's a sweet little intro like that.
Oh, yes, definitely.
Okay, so I think on the webcam, you should be able to see this. Facebook.com/Andy Fry Show. Katie and Ryan, you'll have to navigate. We'll take turns.
Okay.
Picking letters. Gabe, you are a guest. You can pick the first letter.
Oh, boy.
Man.
Can I get a T, please?
Just, yeah, isn't it R-S-T-L-F or something that they just give you?
R-S-T-L-N.
R-S-T-L-N.
I believe.
R.L. Stein.
All right, Ryan.
Yeah, R.L. Stein.
So this is a lurid. One T. This is an actual Ding. Wheel of Fortune. This is an actual Wheel of Fortune puzzle that took place. Ryan, pick a letter.
Before and after is the category.
Oh, that was mine. That was my letter.
Too bad there's only 24 others.
Yeah. Darn it. Darn it.
Oh, my gosh. Hey, if you're not watching right now, you're missing out because
I've never been Vanna before, and I'm pretty excited about this in this moment. Katie, what you got?
You need sound effects.
N.
Can I get an N, please? Ding.
You guys have to talk.
Perfect.
Okay. R.L.
We're so
Stein.
Focused,
just
though.
Fill in R.L. Stein.
Ding.
We are very focused. Ooh. Yes, that was the right letter.
Ding.
So far, three N's.
Okay. So this actually took place on Wheel of Fortune here. And I think it's funny that at least in Fox News, it's got Chris Steyerwald up here. Probably not related to this puzzle. It says contestant Adam Goodell scored $2,450 in advance to the bonus round for solving the puzzle. And that's what we're filling out right now. And it's a before and after. So it's like, you know, the before and after, like there's one phrase that mm-hmm. melds into another one. Mm-hmm. Who's
right,
next?
Exactly.
Gabe, you're
oh,
next.
Oh, yeah. Am I mm-hmm. back up? Okay.
Yeah. What you got?
Give me an R, please.
Okay.
Okay. We're
did
getting close.
Ding!
Nope. We're just,
not familiar with the concept of the game.
We're doing the R.L. Stein right now.
I know you know what it is. What do you got?
I loved Wheel of Fortune.
Ryan?
B.
Ooh, can I get a B?
My parents
Ding.
Used to have a Wheel of Fortune game.
One B. I think.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, Katie?
She's buying a vowel.
Oh, yeah, you have to buy that.
Oh, yeah, I'm buying a vowel.
So you're just giving up
some... Pay me!
Gift card back
here's one flower.
one flower.
All right.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
it's starting to come together, and I'm getting scared.
Just guess a letter. You actually lose anything.
We're going to go fast.
No, A. How about an A?
Okay.
I'm going to buy an A.
Do you guys remember the era of computer CD-ROM video games?
Yes, I had Wheel of Fortune.
Oh, man.
Wheel of Fortune. Every game show on TV had a game on the computer.
I had Wheel of Fortune on a Game Boy.
Wow.
It was so cool. Mm-hmm. See, I also had American Idol on a Game Boy, too.
How did that
wicked.
Work?
It was so cool.
Did you actually sing into it? Or did watch other characters on the Game Boy?
It was like, it was a computer that like you pressed A and B and it would go to different.
Who picked A?
Gabe.
Yeah, that was
A.
Me. That was
Ryan?
Me. Yeah.
L. This is the strangest segment. I mean, it's all built on seeing what this thing is.
Yeah, we're picking letters.
Oh my gosh.
D.
Most people are probably Googling it by now.
Right, and they already know.
No, nope.
We already
don't
know?
Do that if you're listening.
No, do it, because when they hear it and they say it out loud, you're going to laugh.
What about an M?
Like as in Mickey Mouse?
As in Mickey Mouse. Yes. Now, what one of the things that, I mean, you guys are talking about these CD-ROM games, and all I'm thinking about is like Mindscape, because, you know, in solitaire, that's what I had.
And that's what Gabe grew up with.
I played King's Quest. Anybody play King's Quest?
I remember seeing it in stores.
Man,
I don't know what
so
it was.
Awesome. It was so good.
Was it like Final Fantasy?
I don't know what that is, so.
Okay.
Yeah, it's exactly like it.
You're getting a little
Same
too deep
thing.
In the video
cool.
game
What you got,
there.
Ryan?
C.
C.
No, is there a C? No C.
Ah, I guess I'm out.
Well, okay, hold on. Oh, wait
Katie?
A minute.
Oh, man.
It's starting to get weird.
No, O's already
No, O's on there. I'm going to say...
This is the worst ever. There are only six letters.
We need to take some...
Yeah, can we buy vowels?
You, yeah.
I guess we can.
We've already... I've
Take
I've
some suggestions
one.
From the peanut gallery. Come
I
on, guys. Where are all the fannies over in the comment section? Help us out.
What?
Before and after.
Oh, okay. A Y?
What? Okay.
I know what the last word is.
Yes, yeah, mm-hmm.
Ryan?
Okay, so...
H? H?
G?
Oh, wait.
Brushing up on my something sausage. Italian.
Brushing up on my Italian sausage. And this was an actual...
That's not a phrase.
No, brushing up on my Italian. And Italian sausage.
It's a before after.
Brushing
but when you
up
put it together, it doesn't really quite...
The last word is the first word of the next
I get
phrase.
Italian sausage. I just don't hear people saying often, brushing up on my Italian.
Well, it's because you're not around refined people.
My
you're not around gentle ladies.
Is Italian.
Brushing up on my Francaise. Brushing up on my Italian
what,
to
what
me
was,
just
Mr.
means
Nunez.
Like...
Oh, here we
Ambassador
go.
Ambassador Yovanovitch, thank you for being here today.
Suspended. The what?
The gentlewoman was suspended.
The gentlewoman. So I said,
that's your proof?
In the state of Illinois, we need
it's
a gentleman's
there.
Revolt. Don't you think like a refined revolt where the men have mustaches and the women
I think everybody should
things
dress like they did in
for
like the
men 50s. When they're told to?
You ever see the movies in the 50s where everybody's just dressed to the nines
What's
all
the
day,
show?
Every day?
Yeah. What's the show? Draper.
Mad Men.
Yes. That's another one. That's
so
right on the edge before it turns.
Katie and I have
turned.
Talked about like we should just bring back old fashioned
yes.
style.
Yes.
Like just start doing
yes.
it. Dress like super classy all the time.
Oh, 3-piece suit with a hat, man. I'd be rocking that, man.
Men like a refined looking man who's put together and looks like he cared in the morning. That's a good thing.
Oh yeah.
It like makes other people want to.
You look good, you feel good.
Isn't that the whole appeal of James Bond? That you know,
yes.
he would go someplace
yeah.
and he was always just done up to the nines.
Suave.
One of my favorite moves from one of the Daniel Craig ones is where he's doing all this crazy stuff. He's on a train and he knocks the back of the train off with a crane or something like that. And he jumps off the crane, he lands there, and he straightens his cuffs.
Mm. Yes, because you got to look
good. Like, oh, dang.
So B.A.
Oh yeah. My gosh!
I love it.
Yes.
Speaking of
dressed well,
man's man.
Mm-hmm.
Rush Limbaugh is kind of on the hot seat, I guess, right now because he said something that doesn't shock me that he said it. But everyone's talking about the fact that Rush said that he posed the question: Is America ready to elect a gay man? But he also suggested that Donald Trump. Is the man's man.
Right.
And some people are kind of wrestling with that.
Yeah,
Donald Trump
see
sees himself as the man's man.
Sure, definitely. I think you can make the comparison. I mean, in the same way that, you know, we say, hey, Donald Trump would make a better president than Hillary. We're not saying Donald Trump would make the best president out of all the possible presidents.
Sure.
You know what I mean? So I guess in that vein, you can go there, but it's still weird.
I think that the comparison to suggesting that Donald Trump is the epitome of masculinity, I mean, maybe in its most unflattering fashion, but that's his like pre-politician life. He made himself a playboy. Ryan, you were talking about how he would get connected with people who were in the entertainment industry, and he would get himself in people's shows and people's movies. We found out, apparently recently, Fran Drescher was on some nighttime show and was commenting on the fact that there was a line where she was supposed to say, oh, you millionaires are all the same. And the Trump camp was like, we are billionaires.
Which is
the most Trumpian thing to say.
Pre-presidency. This recently happened.
I mean, Fran Drescher on The Nanny.
Well, yeah. She's got a new show coming out, so.
Yeah, but
just
I mean.
Clarifying.
Thank you. Now everybody is completely in the know.
They're Googling that.
but I mean, Donald Trump made a living. He made a personality out of the character that he was.
Yes.
Indeed. And he was, you know, excessively wealthy. Everything was gold and gaudy. I mean, he was exuding this personality that he wanted people to see. And, you know, to some people, I guess that having a bunch of money and beautiful women is what men are about on a very surface level, but not in reality.
Right. I mean, he's kind of a caricature, I guess, if you want to say that. And
which he was doing purposely.
And he
was
purposely
not even actually
a caricature. Yes.
Who Donald Trump is. I don't know that we know who Donald Trump, like the real DJT.
Yeah.
I don't know who you are. I don't want to know who you are.
I'm not sure anybody does.
Yeah.
Maybe Melania might.
Yeah. So Donald Trump, so Rush Limbaugh makes the comment. Do we have the sound for that?
Yep.
So this is kind of out. I mean, this has been a topic of conversation for the last couple of days. Let's listen to what he said.
They're sitting there and they're looking at Mayor Pete. 37-year-old gay guy, Mayor South Bend, loves to kiss his husband on the debate stage. And they're saying, okay, how's this going to look? 37-year-old gay guy kissing his husband on stage next to Mr. Man Donald Trump. What's going to happen there? And they got to be looking at that, and they've got to be saying that despite all the great progress and despite all the great wokeness and despite all the great ground that's been covered, America's still not ready to elect a gay guy kissing his husband on the debate stage president. They have to be saying this, don't they? Now, there may be some Democrats who think that is the ticket. There may be some Democrats who think that's exactly what we need to do, Rush. Get a gay guy kissing his husband on stage, you ram it down Trump's throat, and beat him in a general election. Really. Having fun envisioning that.
So when you listen to Rush talk about this, to me it sounds like what he's saying, and granted, there's the Rush spin on it. It's Rush. It's
well,
what he does.
To be fair, Rush on some level is a caricature of Rush.
Oh, absolutely. He's right? That's what he does things specifically to anger the people who can't stop listening to him.
Yeah.
But when you listen to the way he's positioning this, he's presenting the possibility that the Democratic Party is saying, can we put a gay man up here for America to elect?
Right.
And the question that I have for you, we're going to take a break and we're going to come back and discuss this. And I'm really looking forward to hearing what you think about this as well, Gabe. When Kamala Harris dropped out of the race, the people in the Democratic Party said that she dropped out because America was not ready to elect a black woman.
Right.
But that was the Democratic primary. That was saying that the Democrats were not ready to nominate a black woman.
Yes.
So when Rush says, is the Democratic Party asking themselves, are we ready to put up a gay man? I'm going to ask you, Gabe, when we come back, is there a difference? And in both circumstances, is it a fair question? Because everybody wants to say, Rush hates gays because he's a Republican. I'm a Republican and I don't hate gay people at all. I hate jerks. So if you were gay and you were a jerk, I hate you. But I know a lot of very nice, kind people who also happen to be gay, and I don't hate them. So let's have that conversation as soon as we come back. And if you want to join the conversation, 314-241-9797. Don't bring any hatred on here, but we can have lots of discussion. That's how we're going to do it here. We'll be right back.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I had the adapter on my headphones was not working correctly, so it sounded like this was just in like a faraway cave.
A distant land.
And I'm like, gosh, this is a weird song. And then I touch the thing. I'm like, oh, there it is.
Oh, oh.
This isn't so bad.
No.
This is Ryan and his wife's song.
It's our first dance.
Your first dance at your wedding.
Oh.
I tried to sneakily message your wife, Janet. Janet, where were you on the messenger?
Here's where it gets good, though. Right there.
Because they're pogo sticks in
there. Yeah, they jump on pogo sticks in the video. The song doesn't change a lot, but the pogo sticks, kind of fun to watch.
Really make it something.
Yeah.
What's the jam for the Fifers?
Bésame mucho.
What?
What?
Of course it is.
Bésame mucho.
Yeah.
What is it?
Yeah, it means kiss me a lot.
We say here in America.
I'm trying to remember which version of it. Hey, honey, text me who that was who sang it. It's
just comment on
singers.
The Facebook Live. She's usually there.
Exactly.
Come She's on. Gonna try to pull one out there and surprise and do something nice for the Fifers. But she didn't respond to my message.
Where you at, lady?
Yes, Janet. I love saying that. Where you at, Janet? Trying to get a message. Play a little nice little moment for you and the husband in here.
Husband.
Well, speaking of husbands.
Can I just point out before we get into this about
Ryan, you can clearly do whatever you
look,
want.
The conversation about ladies and gentlemen that we had.
Yeah, well, you were wrong.
No. The point is that Katie said, I can find proof that gentle ladies is a thing. Mm-hmm. Not ladies and gentlemen, it's... gentlemen and gentle ladies.
She did a good job.
She used Congress as a barometer for the right and wrong, and then Schiff.
That is a legitimate fail.
What is your barometer for what is right and wrong?
It's not Adam Schiff.
Yeah. Do you want me to answer that question
Everything
for real or in
Adam
the context
Schiff.
Of this conversation?
I'm just saying that gentle lady or gentlewoman is also correct.
It is a thing.
You did not say that. You said it's the right way to do it.
I didn't say that either. I just said, I think it's gentlewoman.
You were angry. You were angry and you were yelling.
She'll cut your head off and you won't even know you're bleeding.
It's kind of true.
She was singing that song I hate by Marshall Tucker Band. This is an inside joke, sorry.
And everything she does is so gleeful. It's kind of scary sometimes.
I'm going to need that internal monologue music for Ryan and the echoey filter on his voice.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I got that one too. But I'm going to definitely.
I had
to reorganize all of my drops and everything.
Oh, no. So you don't know where anything is?
No.
That stinks.
It's all here.
Because it's like the opposite of muscle memory. It's where you're looking at the top right and the thing is
not
there.
I'm just kind of browsing.
It's a bold strategy, Cotton. Let's see if it pays off for him.
I got some new stuff. Off.
Yeah.
Lighten up, Francis.
Kind of fun.
I like it.
When you came into studio this morning, just to fill you in, Katie and I kept, for some reason, just starting to randomly sing, Heard it in a love song.
Like the most Katie
Heard
and Ryan thing.
Song.
It's like what you
because we were looking for love songs for the bump music today.
Sounds like what you would hear in the back of a conversion van.
And we've done it so
smoky room. At least then it makes sense.
It's so funny.
Carpet on the walls. That way it really holds the smell.
Smoke. Ryan and I saw each other in that long hallway next to our office.
You guys are weirdly alike. I don't like it.
We met each other's gaze.
You met each other's gaze?
We did.
Yeah. What?
We
ran toward each other in slow motion, singing.
My goodness.
This is your life now,
Annie. You have lost control.
It's with us.
And it's so awesome.
Huh, I wonder where my class has gone.
Singing Marshall Tucker Band. And people walk by him like, oh, hey, Ryan. Hey, Katie. Like, they're doing these things.
That's very normal.
Hey, guys.
Now.
It's cold outside.
Oh, man.
It's real chilly.
It takes a lot to be the weird ones in an office full of radio people.
Congratulations.
Mm-hmm. We've achieved
I think
that.
So.
Oh, man. You're like the weird little siblings.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's true.
Just really weird.
Off in the corner conspiring and be like, oh, there they go again. That's awesome.
It's us.
There was a
Memphis.
Rabbit walking around today.
Oh, yeah.
There was a rabbit?
Peter Rabbit. Like,
really?
Life-size?
Life-size.
We're supposed to be talking about Rush and,
big
and
fuzzy
gay
rabbit.
Presidents.
We will. Yeah.
Does it have anything to do with fuzzy-headed rabbits?
It was just Peter Rabbit 2 is coming out, And they're like, do you want a picture with Peter Rabbit? And I'm like I was thinking, who's the rabbit guy on Camel X that's been on forever?
Johnny?
Johnny Rabbit. At first I thought...
Is that Johnny Rabbit? Like, he literally is a rabbit?
Well, it's like when I used to work
in conjunction... I've been listening to him for years. Never seen him, though.
He didn't talk much. It's like when I used to work at KC, and
ears
people would talk about bands like Rush and other bands that KC plays.
Marshall Tucker.
Rush.
I was going to say that, so but if you say a band, like it's just one of those bands that KC plays.
Right.
But KC doesn't play it, then I've outed myself. Now some people won't like me. So I just would sit there very quietly in those meetings. We'd have cluster meetings, and there'd be KC and The Point, 97.1, and K-Hits, or 96.3, now 96.3 when they changed. And KC was usually the topic du jour, and I would just sit there and be like, oh, God, please don't ask me any questions about this because I know nothing. What do you want to know about Barack Obama and the Republicans and Affordable Care Act?
Let's get to the
Nobody ever
stuff.
Wanted to know anything.
No. Yeah, you'd think, but no.
Which getting out of a meeting like that without having to be, you know, put front
put on,
and center.
Put on the spot. There.
That's a win.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I'm just stuck on the phrase cluster meeting because to me, most meetings are clusters.
Yeah.
But that's a whole other thing.
It's a different type.
Yeah,
different type.
Different type. now we're getting into bad Wheel of Fortune puzzle territory.
Brushing up on my Italian sausage.
Yikes.
Speaking of...
For 500.
Okay, no, I'm not going to do it.
I don't trust Gabe now. I don't trust where it's going.
I don't either.
I'm scared.
Hey, Annie! Annie, what was that?
I don't know. I have no idea what you're talking about. It's
oh my gosh.
It's hard. I don't know.
And that happened.
So Pete Buttigieg
right.
is a gay man running for president. And Gabe, I wanted to ask you this because Rush came out and said the Democratic Party has to be asking themselves, can we put up a gay man for president? Mm-hmm. And in Rush's words, who's going to kiss his husband on stage, he said he likes to kiss his husband on stage.
Yes.
I've seen that happen.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how often Joe kisses Jill Biden, but Joe would actually have to go on a stage for us to know when he is like cowering away from the cameras.
Incognito right
yes.
now.
I'm trying to think of, like, I guess I know what Bernie Sanders' wife looks like, but she's not there. She's not part of the scene.
Nope. You never see Melania at the actual campaign events. You only see her in the official events.
You know,
same with
I don't think it
Pence's.
Matters. If I saw a man running and he kissed his wife, I would be like, there's his wife. He
right.
kissed her. That's
like,
what you do.
It's like, okay, I get it.
So Rush says the Democratic Party has to be asking,
mm-hmm.
can we do this? Can we do this and win?
Right.
Kamala Harris, when she dropped out, there was quite a lot of people weighing in saying, this country's not ready for a black woman to be president. Like, that's what they made it about. And I kept thinking, it's on the Democrats and the Democratic Party to pick who they want America to elect. It's not on me as a Republican, because I don't care who you pick. I'm voting for Donald Trump.
Right.
So if you are telling me that the Democratic primary process has weeded out the possibility for a black woman, you have to understand who you are speaking and referencing in that conversation.
Yes.
But that was Democrats talking about Democrats. This is Rush talking about Pete, who's a gay man and probably second right now. Is he, you know?
He's right there. Yeah, for sure.
Bernie
yeah.
Sanders.
They're neck and neck.
Yeah. So my question to you isn't, can a gay man win? Or a gay woman, for that matter.
Right.
My question is, when Barack Obama was running, a lot of people were asking, will this country elect a black man? You're a black
right.
man. We're
yes.
on the radio, so I feel like I need to tell people that.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not telling you. You know.
What?
We all know.
Every once in a while, I pretend to act surprised.
Yeah. Wait, me?
Wait, what? What?
Do you think...
What?
Do you think it's a conversation that should be had? Do you think it's a conversation that shouldn't be brought up at all?
Well,
what's the value of talking about it?
Well, I mean, really, it's kind of trying to take a gauge about where we are,
mm-hmm.
or where whatever group is, I guess, on a some social level, some social understanding level, right? It's very similar to what we do as individuals, where we have a self-evaluation. It's like, where am I at? Where, you know, where is my head? So, you know, talking about it on a larger scale, whether it's on the party level or on the grander scale of America, I think has value to it. Except that, you know, I don't think that we often have those conversations in any productive way, shape, or form.
I don't know that coming out of Rush's mouth about the Democratic nominee and the fact that he happens to be gay is the safe space to discuss this pressing issue.
Where is America on our understanding of the various
sexualities? Why do we need a safe space, though?
Well, I mean, because if you have it under the pretext of Rush Limbaugh's voice, and a lot of people would assume here on 97.1 that we couldn't have a conversation about that without having what they preconceive our viewpoint on this issue to be. There's just a lot of assumptions that are made, so we don't talk about it. And I think that's how we get to the point where we're like, well, I don't think we can elect a black man. And here we are. We've had a black man who was elected and reelected.
Yeah.
Does that say something about America? I think it does. Whether he was a good president or not.
Yeah, that's a whole different story.
I don't
personally. I wish we had a do-over on that one.
John McCain?
No, on the first black president.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bill Clinton?
Me? No. I'm kidding.
Elect me.
I think it's an interesting conversation. I think in the context of where we are culturally and, you know, socially, progressively, anybody's individual opinion on homosexuality is usually based, I think, in a religious place. And a lot of people have varying opinions on that. And sometimes those religious opinions don't match up with their political opinions. But I don't understand how you can go at politics if you are someone who is politicking. That doesn't mean what you individually driving right now in your car while you're hurrying to try to get that box of chocolates for your lovey-dovey. What you do with your vote is different than what somebody who's going to go represent a constituency of people. You have to consider these things.
Yeah.
So when you have a religious viewpoint on something and you're going to represent a larger group of people, like, do you have your religion in a place where it supersedes the people who you are representing, you're not representing a religion, you're representing a constituency. Now, you can put up there in the front, and I encourage people to be very vocal and honest about who they are and what they believe. I think that that's important to me as a candidate, to know where people come from. But I'm never going to look at my elected officials and say, unless they're exactly like me, I don't want them. Because
that's not going to happen.
That is fruitless. And it's going to be something that always ends up disappointing you. Mm-hmm. And in the effort to, you know, like, if it's up to Annie, are we wiping out abortion? I would love to wipe out abortion. I would love to support and help these women who are faced with an impossible choice to have the means to choose life or to choose life and adoption. So that if they're not in a position to raise these children that they potentially have to raise by themselves, that we as a society prop them up. But if I have the opportunity to support something that's going to take, I live in the state of Illinois, full-term abortion and narrow it down to 20 weeks, think of the 20 weeks of babies that we're saving because of that. That's, in my opinion, smart politics. You win that battle and then you keep fighting.
Right. So the incremental idea of fighting for what you believe in, because it, you know, you're picking battles, you know, what are the winnable battles today versus, you know, my overall goal in the future. And I think on a lot of levels, we've, you know, as conservatives, we have so often shunned the compromised win for, you know, and we've just taken losses because we don't want to do an incremental, you know, goal.
Somebody else asked on our Facebook live right now, facebook.com/Annie Fry Show, if we would have any problem electing a single president, if that would make a difference. I think it would be, you know, it's like, why would anyone have a problem with a single person? But the idea of being in a committed relationship with, little kids or successful grown kids or whatever kind of makes you feel like you had your act together there when you could be single and completely have your act together as well.
It's true. It's true.
And one is like the American dream, you know, whenever you think about having
the picket fence,
you know, a spouse and, a, you know, whatever, family,
golden retriever.
And of course, you know, a president on the dating scene. I'm not sure I want my president on Tinder. You know, it's kind of weird.
Does Donald Trump know Tinder exists? He might be. Can you imagine just swipe? I don't know how it works, but I've heard. I know that guy. I think that
got an alias.
Think that when Rush poses that question, that the question in and of itself is as worthy as asking, can we elect a black man? Can we elect a black woman? Can we elect a woman?
Right.
Is it more, are we more likely as a society to be okay with a gay man being president than we are as a society electing a woman of any shape, size, color, whatever? Maybe we are. I don't know. But I know that in 2008, when it was time to vote for Barack Obama, the big question was,
is America ready?
Can this country, with this history, elect a black man? And by gosh, they sure did.
Twice.
And it just goes to show you that these walls that we put up in front of ourselves, if they become the whole story, you forget to ask yourself, I don't care if he's gay. Is he going to be a good president? Is he going to enact policies that are going to help me succeed in this country? Can we have that conversation first?
It'd be nice to have that one first. But of course, you know, this is Rush. He's probably talked that one to death. So he's looking for material.
I don't listen to him. I'm busy at that time. Neither do the people listening right now. Hey, guys,
y'all
thanks.
Y'all are busy, too.
I always say hi to my dad when at 2 o'clock it's here. That's when he joins the show. We'll be right back. We're going to take you out here with the wedding song for Ryan and his beautiful wife. And
play it for a long time, please.
Huh?
Play it for a long time.
Why? You need a minute?
I just like it.
You just like it? That's good. Will Facebook ding us for this?
Doesn't matter.
Facebook doesn't know the song.
Just feel the love.
Who's this song? The Furries?
Supergrass. The furry. No, that's Super Furry Animals. I like a lot of super bands. Supergrass.
I heard that story.
So did
and that
I.
was hilarious.
Just walking around campus with a shirt that says Furries
Look
on it.
Do his finger guns.
Coolest guy on campus.
Hey, guys.
Awesome. We'll be right back. 314-241-9797. Give us a call. Stream us on Facebook. Facebook.com/Annie Fry Show. Also, radio.com. Back in a minute.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Happy Valentine's Day, y'all. This was the song at your wedding, Gabe? This is kind of a weird choice.
Right?
Yeah, he was just married last year, the end of last year.
Yep.
Dated, long dating.
This is news to Janet. You got something to do here?
You want to give away some tickets?
No.
Yes.
No.
Okay, then we'll wait.
Never mind, no.
Yeah, right. Let's do it.
Keep listening to the Annie Fry Show for your chance to win Rolling Stones tickets.
We haven't talked about it at all, so we should make people listen a little bit.
And wait.
And wait. We'll do it in the 2 o'clock hour.
Okay.
And if we don't, we'll
do
have
live.
To ask the Dave Glover Show to help us out.
We might forget.
Can you tell it? Like, you can't, we're not going to do this right yet. We'll do it in the 2 o'clock hour, probably at about between 2:15 and 2:25. Look at the people calling. Just when we do this and when we do it in the 2 o'clock hour, what are people going to win?
Rolling Stones tickets. It's at the Dome.
The Rolling Stones. Now,
the Rolling Stones band from the 60s. They're still touring?
From the 1960s?
Yes.
Okay. Still touring?
Yeah.
They must be reasonably successful.
Mick and Keith and Ron.
Mick and McDonald?
And the other one.
That's Stone.
Are all going to be here in St. Louis together playing their unique brand of music, rock and roll.
Rock and roll!
And tickets go on sale today, apparently. So there's the info.
I believe it's Roll and Rock, if I'm not mistaken.
Is this?
This is not. Let it play.
It's funny to me.
I don't think that's them.
This is not Rolling Stones classic.
This is not the Rollin' Rock music.
I thought this was on the Greatest Hits album.
This is a deluxe album.
It's really scary to play.
It's a hidden track.
Honestly. Yeah.
Remix.
It's really terrifying to play. I play songs like that, and then like the people who are on the younger end of our demo text me like, I can't believe you're playing Lizzo on your show. That is so cool. And I'm like, good, because for every person who texts me, like
the
10 people
on
are
the higher
like,
end of the demo fax you to stop playing.
Oh, that's funny.
Rachel Zimmerman heard us playing Britney Spears.
Oh my gosh.
Incoming message.
Never heard that one before.
Angrily worded email correspondence.
I played that one other drop, and Katie thought the machine in front of her was going to like
explode.
She
thought that we were doing an EAS test. I'm like, what?
Oh,
what's
man.
Happening?
I shaved at least 2 years off of her life.
Age test right there. That's what that is. Yeah. That's an age test.
That was such an exciting thing to hear.
Oh, my gosh. She was like, it's connecting. It's connecting.
What did it say at the beginning? Not that you've got mail. Did it say welcome or something? Did she say welcome on AOL?
I think it was welcome. Yeah.
Or connected or something.
Yeah, it might have been connected. And there was a little chime.
I interviewed and was at a on-call messaging place in between KFNS and when I was also interviewing here. I interviewed at the same time. They didn't get back to me at the on-call place. I got the job at 97.1. And then like I was here for a week in the beginning of 2009, and they called me back, and they're like, we really want you to work here. What are they paying? Like, they started throwing things at me, but I wanted to stay in radio.
Yeah.
But I could have done the on-call, like, when you call Domino's or something, or anybody who hires one of these services, they give you a script, and you voice it.
I can't believe you didn't accept that job.
I know.
It was going places.
Sure was. Imagine where you'd be now.
Well, when you decide to have a career in radio, it will be over one day.
Yes.
And you may be the last one to know.
True.
That's we know we got another year of you.
Good point.
That's what they said. That's what the document says. Yes. One more year through April. So, yeah, exciting about that. Marriage. We were talking about marriage before. Gabe Pfeiffer in here.
Marriage
brings us together today.
I love that.
Classic.
It is so good.
Yep.
How long have you been married?
17 years.
17
oh,
years.
Boy.
Yes.
We were. I think it's the first 2 years is supposed to be the hardest.
Yes.
Do you find an arc to it? Is there a place where you? I mean, you've been married the longest in here. We've both been married. Ryan and I have been married to other people for 12 years.
Yeah, Ian and I have been married to each other about the same amount of time.
FYI,
Ryan got married in August. It took me till September to realize it. So we got married the same year. Katie's been married for almost 2 years. Like, is there an arc? Do you get into a sweet spot? Because there's. Different phases of life bring different challenges.
Yeah, and I think...
You're an empty nester.
Yeah, exactly. And I was going to say, I think the number of kids actually has something to do with it. Because
what's
the thing
it look
is,
like for three?
Well, because the thing is, there's a time where you're trying to transition a kid out of the house. There's a time where you're trying to transition a kid into school. There's, you know, all of those life events affect the whole family. You know, and I know this more from the kid side because, you know, being number 7 of 8 kids, you know, I watched my parents kind of go through those different seasons with each of my siblings, you know, prior to me.
How many siblings did you have?
Eight. Well, they're a total of 8 of us. So I'm number 7.
Ain't the lucky number because I'm really not thinking that's happening.
I'm the baby boy.
Yeah.
I think, you know, your life kind of has those ups and downs. I think it goes along with your kids in a lot of ways. And of course, you're in the middle of that, you do have to be cognizant of your relationship with each other because that can get lost in the shuffle. The more kids you add, the more potential that is to happen, right? And then you'd get to really enjoy yourselves in the empty nest phase if you're prepared for it, because that's the other thing. If you've been so busy dealing with kids for so long and all of a sudden there are no kids to worry about, you're not driving anybody to soccer practice and you're not you don't have any of those things left over, then
what's
now
left?
You look at each other and you're like, okay, well, what do we do now?
I'm not sure
I even know you, you know. Go drive somebody
and you
to someplace.
You probably don't know each other because you've changed so much since Mm-hmm. You had that time together.
Yep, that's why that reconnection time in between is really important.
We're going to take phone calls in the next hour here and talk a little bit more about Valentine's Day. But before we do, Ryan, can you tell us the Avenatti news? Do you have that you can give us in 20 seconds? Or should
we? He tried to extort Nike. Jury found the Bulldog lawyer guilty of betraying his client and attempting to shake down the shoe giant of all charges. So he's guilty, completely guilty.
Serves him right.
I want everybody to remember when there were newscasters putting this guy up as a possible presidential hopeful.
CNN newscasters. They hired him. He's a contributor. Seriously.
It's a bold strategy, Cotton. Let's see if it pays off for him.
We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.